it would be great, you know, not only, you know, be the number one pick from my hometown, but also from my college, and that would be a huge nod to, you know, my friends, family, and teammates. I should be the number one pick. I feel like I'm the best player in the draft, and I feel like I'll prove that today and tomorrow. You know, he probably has a little bit more skill than me. He's been doing it for a little bit longer, but I feel like I'm a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and you know, I'll catch up in that, you know, regard to skill.
How important would the number one pick be for you as a competitor?
It shows I'm top dog, at least from the beginning, and I got to, you know, once I'm in the NFL, I can't just, you know, hang my hat on that. I got to keep on rising. I started getting better, you know, a couple games into it, and then had somebody, you know, crash into me in practice, and so it kind of, you know, took me downhill again, but I wasn't myself, you know, throughout the whole season. It was those first couple weeks, you know, Tennessee, Alabama. It didn't help that I was going against some great, you know, competitors, but I just tried to push through it. I have not. You know, I didn't think it would be taken so seriously. So I wasn't really wanting to talk about it. Just, you know, talk about being, you know, maybe number one and proving I can be. I believe so. I mean, I believe they need a pass rusher. I'm not saying they don't have any, but I feel like, you know, my talents could be needed anywhere. I think I'm talking to him later today, so I'll explain that. I'm sorry.
So you wasn't like, you don't feel like you're making fun.
Oh, no. Oh, I mean, everybody has their down years, and anytime it could be turned around. You know, the Cowboys, you know, they turned around their season in a big way, and anybody can do that. Tom Brady.
Why?
I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I feel like I'm a playmaker, so I'm not going to have to worry about that. And I feel like I'm going to bring some work ethic into practice and into the weight room that will change things around there and hopefully, you know, maybe be a voice of, you know, leadership that can help swing things.
Miles, one other thing about Cleveland. You said you didn't want to play Nicole in the city. I mean, it kind of points to Cleveland. When it's either Cleveland or San Francisco, it's all the top pick heading into the final, you know, game of the regular season. So, can you explain what that was about?
Me just being who I am, just joking around, being lighthearted, you know, don't mean to offend anybody, but I'll crack a joke every now and then, but I'll play for anybody. No, I mean, I played in 30 degrees, 20 degrees, you know, here down in Texas, so it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, they instilled in me, you know, a work ethic that I don't think many others have. You know, they said be comfortable in an uncomfortable zone. You have to get out of your comfort zone to, you know, become a great player. And I just carried that with me to A&M and tried to become the best player on the field. And hopefully I can show it here. So anybody who picks me up, they'll get that same thing. Skill and consistency. You know, some games where I felt like there were some plays I should have made or things I should have done better. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but, you know, just looking at that and maybe thinking through some situations differently and making some plays.